Happy new month. I wish us all the best in this month, and I wish and I pray that God will guide our steps. He will lead us aright in this month, and He will help us in a way that we are going to align ourselves into His will, into His purpose, into His plans for our lives. So this is a quick one, actually. I actually had something else prepared for this week, but I think I'm actually going to do two as usual, and then, you know, like I always do, I'm still going to talk about what I wanted to talk about. But I just feel that this one has been in my heart for a very long time, and seeing it on Twitter again today is like a reminder that I really, really need to talk about it. So I want to talk about words, like words are really, really huge. Words are very, very powerful. Words are, they are great. There's this popular saying that the pen is mightier than the sword. It is, what that means is that what a pen, what a word, what a writing can actually achieve in seconds, a sword might not actually achieve it in years. Like, you can actually win a war by, you know, using your sword and all that, but a pen can actually win a territory for you. What I'm trying to say is that you could win maybe a small battle, like at your backyard, you know, now with a sword, like somebody's abusing you and just take out your sword and then you just kill the person. But with a pen, with words, you can actually change the hearts of many. You can change the hearts of nations. So that's how powerful words are. And when we don't really know how to use those words, when we use them wrongly, they can bring about a devastating result that we might regret. For people that use social media, you're going to know that a lot of people say a lot of things on social media that you'll be like, who is this? Like, how can you say these things? Like, this morning I was still going through a post on Instagram and I saw comments, and it just occurred to me that some people are actually, I don't know, maybe they don't think or something. Maybe people are getting less emotional. Maybe people are really not, you know, conscious of the fact that these things that they say actually go through the minds of the people that they are saying it to, and it brings about results. We are very different. We have different ways of processing words that are said to us. You might tell another person, "Are you mad?" And the person will say, "Oh, no big deal, I beg. I'm not mad. Are you going to tell me say I'm mad?" And you tell another person, "Are you mad?" And probably because the person has been told that from like a very, very tender age, or it has been something that has been occurring, that people have been telling the person, "You're mad, you're stupid," and everything. And you saying that kind of triggers a kind of memory in them. And you take it personal when the person reacts and says, "Please don't tell me I'm mad. I am not mad." Do you understand? So we really need to be careful, especially with people. Like, and the thing is, whether the person is comfortable with it or not, I think we should start being careful of the kind of words that we use. See, this is not just for you guys alone. It's for me as well. I am trying to improve on it. I am trying to work on it. In my last podcast, I can remember that I said that there was someone that I always say stuff to. Like, I thought it was a joke, until someone actually called my attention to it and said, "Lady, the things you're saying to this person, the person is not actually okay with them. This actually makes the person feel sad, and you know, they don't like it." But the person doesn't know how to confront you and tell you, because the person feels like you're joking. So the person doesn't want to hurt your feelings. And I felt really bad, because yes, I was joking, but I was hurting someone. What if this person had actually committed suicide because of the things that I said? And I would have felt, "Oh, but I was just joking. Now, life is not that hard." Life is that hard for some people. Post I saw on Twitter today, I don't know if so many other people have seen it. It was about a boy. I think according to the person that posted it, it was a 7-year-old boy who had to write a letter, I think, to his parents or guardian. I don't know that. They always call him stupid, and he doesn't like it when they call him stupid. That makes him feel bad. That even though he deserves some of the bad words that are said to him, he still feels that they shouldn't call him stupid. You know, and I can't really say the remaining part of the letter. The boy wrote it in a way that if you had seen it, you would feel, there's no way you wouldn't feel bad or emotional about it. Because this is a 7-year-old boy who is already saying he's not comfortable being called stupid. Some people might say, but they might not mean it that way now, but they are experienced, they love him. See, we are different. The funny thing is, if this boy doesn't say anything, he doesn't like being called stupid, he might say, oh, for the respect I have for my parents, I'm not going to say anything, I'm going to keep quiet. He will keep, those words will keep repeating, and they will keep calling him stupid, stupid. And it will get to a point, he might not be able to take it again. By the time he's grown, he might react, maybe not to his parents, but to someone outside. And he might react in a way that people will start calling him names like, oh, you're too emotional, oh, you have anger issues. See, the thing is that there's something about some of us, I'm part of those people, we take things serious. We take some things very serious. It's not our fault. It's the way we've been wired. It's our background, our experiences, the way we've been brought up, the kind of things that have been said to us. Many of us kind of, I don't know, we feel attacked when some things are said to us, when some words are used. Like I was saying it one time that there are some words that trigger things in people. You can call someone, you'd be jealous person, no, and the person might not really have any issue with it. But call the person, you're a bitter woman, and the person be like, exactly. So you might be trying to pass a message, but how do you pass the message? That's the thing, because truth is, all I'm just trying to say is that let us just be careful of our words. Let us be careful of the things we say, especially to kids, especially to people that are younger than we are, because these people might actually feel like they can't correct us because we are older, or maybe they are even our friends. Maybe they're even our friends and we're very close. And see, I'm this kind of person that I find it hard to correct my friends. I find it hard to correct people that are very close to me. It's not like I don't want to correct them. Of course I want to correct them, but my friends, I have the friends, let me just use it that way. Like, I have people that I can tell things and they'll say, oh, lady, thank you. Ah, wow, I didn't even think of it that way. And I have people that I can't tell them things. Yeah, I have people like that. Because I'm this kind of person that I study the people in my life. And I know the people that I can be myself around, and I know the people that I cannot be myself around. It doesn't mean they are bad people or whatever, but it's just that all I'm trying to say is that let's study people enough to know what goes for each person. What goes for A might not go for B. What B likes might not be what A likes. Another child that child's age might be called stupid by his parents, and he might not feel anything. He might not feel like it's a big deal. But the truth is, I am still going to say it, let us be careful of the things we say to kids, the things we say around kids, the names we call them, the kind of attributes we give them. I keep telling someone, I keep saying that when I give birth, I am going to, every morning, I am going to look at my daughter and I am going to tell her, you are so beautiful. You are amazing. See, you are the most beautiful creature on earth. Don't you let anybody, I repeat, ever make you feel less. Ever make you feel like you're not beautiful. And that's because of what I went through when I was growing up. People were calling me ugly. People were telling me that of all my father's children, I was the ugliest. That affected me a lot. It affected my self-esteem to a certain extent. I almost made some bad decisions because of the words that were said to me. It took a lot for me to actually learn to accept myself and accept my look and the way that I am. There was a time they said that because I'm black, that I'm a bastard, because every other person in my family is fair complexioned, why am I black? Yeah, goes to that extent. So really, there are things we say to kids, there are things we say to people that are younger than we are, and we think, oh, it's just a joke. Oh, I don't mean, it's not that serious now. It is. It might not be to you, but to them it is. So I'm going to look at my daughter and tell her she's beautiful. Like, you are the most amazing creature. Don't you let anybody ever make you feel like you're less. And I'm going to tell my son the same thing, that see, that you're a man doesn't mean you should not have emotion. Stop telling kids you're a man. Stop crying. Men don't cry. Stop telling them that. You don't know if those words will bring out monsters out of them. You start telling a boy that has an emotion, he fell down, he wants to cry, and you keep telling him, men don't cry. This boy will go through things in future, and he might actually commit suicide because men don't cry. He can't really say things that he's going through. People go through stuff every day, but because of the words that have been said to them, because of the kind of mentality that they've been given, they can't even pour out their hearts because they don't want people to judge them. Our generation, we are amazing. We are amazing people. There might be bad eggs, yes, but we are amazing and we can change a lot of things. It starts with us. Let us start doing things that our parents didn't do. Let us start giving our children a kind of courage, a kind of sense of belonging that most of us didn't receive from our parents. They deserve it. They really, really deserve it. Thank you so much for listening. This was a quick one. Sorry. That's why there are a little, you know, here and there. It's not scripted. But I just felt like I should say it as it is, you know, as it is doing me in my body. So thank you so much for listening. Bye.